This is the one. Details of the original robberies.
It seems that at least one section of Scotland Yard has some claim to efficiency. Who'd have thought they kept so many records? Right. Let's have a look at our friend, the ghost.
Oh, good to be back in the fresh air. Oh, well, what did you learn?
Very little, I'm afraid. The popular version of the story is more or less correct. No sign of entry or exit, no forcing of locks, virtually no witnesses. Oh, I did learn one new fact.
What was that?
He was seen once. On his final job, a servant saw a vague shape going into a room.
That's not much of a description.
It's as good as they were ever going to get. When they took her statement, the woman was terrified.
Terrified? Why, did he attack her?
Nothing so commonplace. As I said, she saw him go into a room. It was a small room with locked windows and just the one door. The woman had the presence of mind to shut the door and bolt it.
I don't think I'm going to like what's coming next.
I'm quite sure you're not. When the master of the house unlocked the door, the room was empty.
Phew.
Yes. Whoever he is, the man's a genius. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Before your very eyes, he will defy the laws of Mother Nature. He floats in the air. He vanishes away like smoke. He melts through solid walls. Ladies and gentlemen, young ladies and young gentlemen, the amazing Georgiana!
There's been another one. Greenwich, retired bishop, valuable Bible. Mr.
Am I excluded yet again?
I don't know. Hadn't been there yet, just got word. If you like, I can try to use my influence, bring you in on the case, like...
In need of a helping hand, are you, Jones?
Oh, Holmes, really?
No, not a bit of it. I just thought you might care to, I don't know, have a quick look. I know how much you like this sort of thing.
Well, I suppose it might be interesting.
Oh, you'll come.
Greenwich, is it?
Yeah, that's right, that's it. But we have to go somewhere else first.
Why do we?
Because this time, he made a mistake. He was seen. And that's not all.
Miss Marshall, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Sherlock Holmes. I'm going to find out who did this to you, but I need your help. Do you understand?
I understand.
Can you tell us what happened?
I'm not sure. I think he hit me.
Who hit you?
Don't know. Came from nowhere.
You were cleaning in your master's library, is that right?
Yeah. And he just appeared.
Through the window, in the doorway, what?
I don't know. I didn't see.
All right. Take it easy. Rest back. That's the way. Keep this short, gentlemen.
Can you describe him, Miss Marshall?
Short, thin, dressed in black.
Well, what about his face?
He had no face.
What?
He had no face. No face!
The woman was hysterical.
No, she wasn't.
She was mistaken. A black mask, possibly, or some sort of makeup to hide his features. I hope you've got a man guarding the scene of the crime.
Of course. There's been no disturbance.
Then we have a chance. Lead on. Your constable did a good job, Jones. No one's been into this room since the maid was removed.
He's a promising lad. So,
what have you found?
Practically nothing. The Bible was evidently in that locked cabinet. It's still locked.
What about signs of his break-in?
Well, I can read where the encounter took place. The maid was by the hearth. She collapsed across the fender and in all likelihood broke her jaw on the iron bars when she fell. But that's the sum total of what the room tells me. For all I can see, your ghost might just as well have walked through the walls.
You ought to eat something, you know.
I can't spare the energy. I need it for thought.
Now, Mrs. Hudson will not be amused.
No, Mrs. Hudson isn't trying to solve an impossible crime.
Well, no, I don't suppose she is.
Jones, won't you join us? I have the doctor's word for it that the devil kidneys are particularly fine today.
No, thank you, Mr. Holmes. Well, perhaps later.
Whatever's wrong?
I take it you haven't looked at the papers this morning.
Not yet, no. Something of interest, is there?
You could say that. John Scandalmongers. You take a look at that now.
Phantom thief has Scotland Yard baffled. Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Well, it's the same in every one.
But how did they get the story?
Someone must have talked a servant, I expect.
Probably for money. Oh, you're right, Watson.
It's delicious.
All there, every detail. The previous two thefts as well. Just as he was getting careless. Just when he might have thought the net was tightening. Now he knows we're no nearer to catching him than we were 25 years ago.
You could be right. On the other hand, it might give him the confidence to commit another crime very quickly. Watson, I'm beginning to suspect that you've engineered this whole case for maximum dramatic effect.
Well, no such luck, I'm afraid. Come in.
Mr. Holmes?
At your service?
Forgive me, but the street door was open. It seemed easiest to come up unannounced.
Well, no apologies are necessary, Mr.
Phillimore. James Phillimore.
As my friend the doctor here will tell you, we've seen far more unorthodox entrances onto our humble stage.
Dr. John Watson, pleasure to meet you, sir.
Mr. Phillimore. And this commanding figure belongs to Detective Inspector Athelney Jones of Scotland Yard.
Ah. Well, forgive me, Inspector, but I should much prefer to talk to Mr. Holmes in confidence.
Oh, yes, of course. I must be about my business anyway. I plan to talk to the maid again, see if there's anything she's forgotten.
Take it gently with her, Jones.
I shall, Doctor. Never fear. Gentlemen.
Jones.
Now, Mr. James Phillimore, pray take a seat and tell us how we can be of service.
Thank you, sir. You've seen the papers, then?
Hmm.
This is a terrible business, gentlemen, a terrible business. How is the woman, do you know? I inquired at the hospital on my way here, but they wouldn't tell me.
Her injuries are quite serious, but she'll recover.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. Very pleased. And this outrage is merely the latest of several.
So it seems.
We live in lawless times. Lawless times.
And what is your own problem, Mr. Phillimore?
Oh, yes, of course. It's linked, I believe, to that unfortunate maidservant. Gentlemen, last night I too was robbed. And by the same thief. By the man they call the ghost. I maintain a modest establishment. Just a small house and one servant, my housekeeper, Mrs. Cotterill. Since I retired, I've lived quietly and contentedly too. Until last night.
What was stolen from you, Mr. Phillimore? Ah,
my one great treasure, Dr. Watson. A tiara studded with emeralds, presented to my dear mother on the occasion of her wedding and passed down to me. A thing of great beauty and no less emotional value.
And what makes you believe that this ghost is to blame?
The circumstances match in every particular. No lock was disturbed, no door forced, and this was left in the centre of the room.
Indeed.
Yes. The golden G on a black background, you see.
That's his calling card, all right.
Why did you ask Inspector Jones to leave?
According to the newspapers, the official forces have made absolutely no progress towards identifying this villain. I prefer to put my trust in you, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Phillimore. No sign of any force being applied.
No.
How many people know the combination, Mr. Phillimore?
Only myself, Doctor. And as you can see, Mr. Holmes, nothing else in the safe has been disturbed.
Yes, and no traces on the doors or windows. It certainly bears all the hallmarks of our elusive friend.
No friend to me, sir.
My apologies, Mr. Phillimore. The loss of such a valued article must have affected you deeply.
I'm afraid it has,
yes. I'll examine the rest of the room now. Perhaps you'd be good enough to wait elsewhere.
Oh, rest assured, Mr. Phillimore. If anyone can catch this thief, that man is Sherlock Holmes.
I certainly hope so, Doctor. Another biscuit?
Thank you, no.
Very well. Aha! Have you made any progress, Mr. Holmes?
I believe I have, yes.
Splendid. May I ask what you've discovered?
If you've read my friend's literary efforts, Mr. Fillmore, you'll know that I have the regrettable habit of secrecy. All should be revealed in the fullness of time. Watson, we ought to be going.
You were a little short with him.
Was I? Oh, no matter.
Are you going to tell me what you found?
Our man's made another slip, perhaps two.
Oh, he really is getting sloppy then.
Look at this.
What is it? Mud?
The sole of our phantom burglar's right shoe, and not just mud. Use my lens.
Oh, something embedded. I can't tell what.
Sawdust. Mud impregnated with sawdust. I found it on the windowsill inside the study.
I thought the window was locked.
It was.
That's his method, then. Somehow he can lock the windows from the outside after he's left. Genius.
Very. Especially when you consider the dust.
What dust?
Our client's housekeeper is not exactly efficient. The windowsill was covered in a layer of dust at least 3 days old. It was completely undisturbed.
Undisturbed? But surely that means...
It means that we should concentrate on our one material clue. Mud and sawdust. Now, what does that suggest to you?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Johnston Circus Giganticus presents once again the incredible Giorgiano, the masked master of mystery, music maestro, if you please.
This is the only circus currently in the capital. The mud outside's an exact match for the pellet I found at Fillmore's.
This Giorgiano's our thief.
A committee from the audience has locked the amazing Giorgiano into the reinforced steel trunk. The locks have been sealed with wax. The air is running out. And now the curtain cabinet of the unknown will be put into place.
The curtain cabinet of the unknown, dear Lord. Holmes, what's the greatest burglar of all time doing in a run-down touring circus?
Yes, it is curious, isn't it?
The curtains are in place! Maestro! Stop the clock! Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Giorgiano! And the committee from the audience will attest the locks are still secure and sealed!
Oh, well done. Yes, I suppose that could be our man.
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
Look.
And now, the amazing Giorgiano's greatest surprise of all! Giorgiano, remove your mask!
Good God above. It's a woman.
Sit yourselves down, gents. Excuse me while I get out the working clothes.
Well, we'll wait outside.
That repulsive, am I?
Of course not.
Relax, love. You sit there and I'll be behind here. How's that? All decent and proper enough for you?
Yes, perfectly. Now, Miss Giorgiano...
That's Wilson to you, love. Gloria Wilson.
Yeah, Miss Wilson. Does the name The Ghost mean anything to you?
Another act, is he?
Something of the sort.
Well, I hope he's in a better gaff than this flea pit. Oh, that's better. What about him, this ghost? What's he do?
Much the same as you, Miss Wilson.
But with one or two interesting variations. Where were you last night between the hours of midnight and 4 o'clock?
Last night? Who are you?
Please answer the question.
That's pretty much exactly where you are now, me old cock. You're sitting on my bed. And before you ask, I was asleep and on my own.
So, no one can corroborate your story.
Are you going to tell me what this is all about?
Not yet. How long have you been in the circus?
All my life.
You're an extremely skillful performer.
Yeah, I am.
Worthy of better surroundings.
I'm not arguing.
Then why are you here?
I never got the breaks. That's all. Not that it's any business of yours.
Crime is always my business.
Crime? The only crime round here is the ticket prices and the pay. Look, I'll ask you again. Just who are you?
My name is Sherlock Holmes. This is my associate, Dr. Watson.
Chuck me over that dressing gown.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thanks. Sherlock Holmes. Stroof. Well, sorry, love, but you've got it wrong this time.
What do you mean?
I mean, you've got it wrong. You think I'm some kind of big-time crook? What am I supposed to have done? Hmm? Knocked someone off? Blackmail? Arson?
Robbery.
Robbery? And just what is it that I've nicked?
A pair of duelling pistols, an antique Bible...
And various other valuables. Miss Wilson?
And I thought you was good. Look around you, gents. If I had money, do you seriously think I'd still be in this godforsaken dump? Do you really think I'm that much of a fool?
Suppose I told you that I had proof.
What sort of proof?
We must be going. Thank you for your time, Miss Wilson.
What sort of proof?
Holmes, this is ridiculous. Why are we still lurking here at this time of night?
You're perfectly free to go, Doctor.
Oh, now you tell me.
Please do so quietly. I don't want to alert our quarry.
Miss Wilson, you mean?
Of course.
But surely she's too young. I doubt if she was even born when the robbery started.
Possibly not.
Besides, what she said made sense. If she's a master criminal, why is she still here?
There are other reasons than monetary gain to commit burglary.
There are? Look, it's a lantern. She's coming out.
We've unnerved her, exactly as I intended.
Shut your gob, you great toothless lump. That's better. Now shift over. I told you, save it for the show. Thank God.
There was no need to be concerned. It's all still there.
Evening, gents.
Thank you,
Miss Wilson.
I'd say good health, but I don't suppose I'm going to be in for too much of that, am I?
That rather depends on you.
What do you mean?
First things first. You admit to the recent robberies?
No, love. I just happened to find all that stuff.
Levity won't help your case, Miss Wilson.
No, I don't suppose it will. All right. Let's do it the proper way. Yes, Mr. Holmes, I'll hold my hands up.
Very sensible of you.
Look, how's that maid, or whatever she was?
Recovering.
Thank God. It was an accident, she did say.
At the moment, she can barely remember what happened.
She saw me and screamed. Then she stepped back and tripped over the fireplace. You've got to believe me.
I do.
Thanks. I suppose you want to hear the rest.
Not here. We ought to repair to somewhere more suitable.
My name's Gloria Wilson. We're a circus family, always have been. Right back to me great, great, God knows how many greats grandfather. I've never known anything else, not really.
Not until recently, at any rate.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. Do you know many circus folk, Mr. Holmes?
I've encountered a few.
Then you'll know what keeps us going. Pride. It's a great calling. Historic, noble, well, leastways it used to be. You've seen the dump I'm with now.
So you decided to explore an alternative profession, is that it?
You really have got away with words, haven't you? Yes, Doctor. I decided to explore an alternative profession. And a right pig's ear I made of it, obviously.
I wouldn't say so.
No? You caught me, didn't you? Mind you, that's more than the coppers managed, eh, love?
You keep a civil tongue in your head.
Anyway, it all started going wrong. First off, where was the glory? I thought I'd be all over the papers right from the start.
I believe you have the good inspector here to thank.
You know about that?
You persuaded the victims to keep quiet, Inspector. Why?
It was part of his plan to exclude me. He was also after the glory, until he realised he had no chance on his own. Well, Jones... You should talk to your colleagues rather more. I like to stay out of the limelight.
All your efforts were a waste of time.
Oh, whoever did it, I cursed them. Getting in the papers was the only reason I started doing it. You understand that bit, Mr. Holmes? I know you do.
The applause was dying. There were no more crowds, no more admirers.
Yeah. My family used to be top of the tree. Played before royalty. My mum and her dad before her. Brilliant he was. The best. When you've lived through that, then a tatty old tent in Battersea. Oh, that's not easy.
But to turn to crime, there must have been a better way.
But it wasn't really crime, was it?
Not really crime, good.
Well, it wasn't. I was going to give all the things back. Leave them somewhere where they'd be found. I thought that'd make the story even better.
And so it would.
And no one got hurt. At least that was the idea. Well, she's all right, that woman.
No thanks to you.
She will be perfectly all right.
Thanks. Well, that's it, really. That's why I did it. I wanted to be top of the bill.
Even if nobody knew it was you?
I'd have known. That would have been enough.
Miss Wilson.
Mr. Holmes?
Before the worthy inspector places you formally under arrest, why don't you tell us the whole story?
I don't know what you mean.
No more do I.
Miss Wilson, you're obviously not old enough to have committed the original robberies. Why did you decide to copy the ghost? And how did you know so much about a criminal from so long ago?
Mr. Holmes, I don't need to answer it, do I? I think you know.
There's one piece of information I still lack.
What's that, then?
Your family's been in the circus for generations.
Yeah, like I said.
And have they always done the same act?
See, I was right. You do know.
And performer secrets are passed down from generation to generation. The original ghost. Your father?
Him? No, he was useless. Couldn't escape from a paper bag. It was my granddad.
And what happened to him?
He died when I was 8. Left me a sealed letter with the whole story. I was the only one he trusted. All these years, I've been the only one that knew.
So, Mr. Holmes, can I charge her now?
Yes, Jones, you can charge her.
Thank you, cabbie.
Holmes, why are we here?
Has it really not occurred to you that things have been far too simple?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that any criminal as clever as the magical Miss Wilson doesn't suddenly start leaving obvious clues at the scene of her crime.
But she was getting sloppy, we saw that. The injured maid.
It was an accident, pure and simple. It doesn't compare with the rest.
The rest? Oh, I know about the mud sample.
Ring the bell. That's a good fellow.
Mm-hmm. But, what other clues did she leave? Oh, do you mean the undisturbed dust? What did that tell you?
Oh, Watson, not all signposts point in the same direction.
What on earth is that supposed to mean?
Ah, come in, gentlemen. I've been expecting you. You were successful, then?
Completely.
It was Gloria.
Yes, you were quite right.
You know Miss Wilson, Mr. Fillimore?
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Just as you knew her grandfather?
Yes. Yes, I knew him. I knew him when he was just a struggling magician, and I knew him when he was a household name. And I'm sorry to say that I knew him when the fame was no longer enough, and he turned to crime. Here.
Thank you.
So, Miss Wilson was mistaken. She wasn't the only one who knew the truth.
But like her, I've kept the secret to myself all these years. When I saw the reports in the papers, I suspected at once that she was behind the robberies.
And so you faked a burglary, left a clue which pointed to her and no one else, and then called me in.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Yes, your clue was ingenious, unlike the way you left the dust on the windowsill completely untouched. I know thief's that good, however, ghostly.
Did I do that? Well, I probably wasn't thinking as clearly as I should have been. I was so anxious to stop Gloria before the compulsion really took hold, the way it did with her grandfather.
Yes, but unless I'm wrong, he came to regret his career as a criminal.
He realized that he had perverted what should have been honorable skills. The The magical arts go back into antiquity. I couldn't see another member of the family disgrace that heritage. And, of course, there was that business with the maidservant.
Which distressed you far more than the supposed theft of your own property. Another clue you didn't intend to leave, I fancy.
No. But I was so upset that Gloria could have resorted to violence. And on a woman, too.
No, she didn't. It was an accident, completely out of her control.
Really? Ah, I'm so glad.
And you needn't have been concerned about her giving in to the compulsion. She was planning to return everything.
She was?
Yeah, she's no hardened criminal. She was after glory, fame. Every haul was calculated for its publicity value, nothing more. All she wanted was some acclaim.
Oh, dear Lord. If I hadn't interfered, she might have just slipped back into obscurity. What have I done?
Mr. Fillimore, if you were that worried, why didn't you simply go to the circus and confront her with what you knew? Surely you could have made her see sense.
No, I couldn't do that, Dr. Watson. I haven't seen Gloria Wilson for nearly a quarter of a century.
But why on earth not? Oh, good heavens. Of course.
Open up! In the name of the law!
For heaven's sake, Jones, you'll have the door in.
Never mind that. Saunders, stay there. You watch the road.
Very good, sir.
Now, Mr. Holmes, I think you know why I'm here.
You'd better come in.
Mr. Holmes, who on earth was it?
It was Detective Inspector Jones and Miss Gloria Wilson.
No.
Bring her in here, Jones.
Come on, you.
All right. Keep your hands to...
Hello, my dear.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Granddad! Granddad!
I knew it. Well, who's the clever one now, then, huh? Who's the reasoner now? Suddenly occurred to me what put you on to her so quick. Something had happened I didn't know about.
Hardly an unusual state of affairs.
Never mind those clever remarks. So, when you left, what did I do? I followed you, that's what. And I brought her with me. Look at that. Proof positive.
Of what exactly?
Now, come on, come on. No more games. I'll bet my pension to a penny. That is the ghost. The real ghost. Well, Fillimore, what do you say?
Well, I might inquire if you have any evidence, Inspector.
Evidence, is it? Well, I dare say when I've turned this house upside down, I'll have all the evidence I need, and if I don't, well, a few days in a cell, and you'll soon be singing a different song. You take my word for it.
There's no need for threats, sir. I was. The ghost.
I knew it. Didn't I tell you I knew it?
Oh, yes, you told me.
I thought you were dead. Why didn't you let me know? Why did you do it?
I was ashamed. So ashamed of what I'd done.
But you confessed the letter.
I never should have written it. It's tortured me ever since.
Tortured you? Why?
Because I didn't know how you'd reacted. What you thought of me.
You could have just asked me.
Oh, my dear. Suppose you hadn't been able to forgive me. I couldn't bear the thought of knowing that.
Of course I'll forgive you.
So I stayed away. I stayed dead.
Oh.
Yes, well, this is all very fine and touching, but I have my duty to do. Bring them out, Saunders.
Inspector, come on, you two. That's the way.
No need to shove. You all right, Grandad?
Yes, thank you, my dear.
Are you proposing that we should walk to the yard, Jones?
Of course not. The local station's just round the corner.
Yes, well, I think it's going to rain.
I believe you're correct, Doctor.
All right, then. Me at the front, Saunders behind.
Hang on, copper.
What do you want?
A bit of common decency, that's all. Grandad.
My dear.
You should bring an umbrella.
Now, come on.
Oh, for pity's sake, Jones. He's an old man.
Do you really think so, Gloria?
Yeah, I do.
Here comes the rain.
Would you have any objection to my fetching my umbrella, Inspector?
It's not 5 minutes' walk.
Bloody hell, copper.
It is only just inside the front door.
Oh, go on then, but be quick.
Thank you. Gloria, my dear, would you give me a hand?
No. I think I better wait out here.
But surely...
Go on, Grandad. For you catch your death.
You're a good girl, Gloria.
Thanks.
It won't be a moment, Inspector.
Yes, get on with it.
Would you excuse me, Mr. Holmes?
With pleasure, Mr. Phillimore.
Thank you. Now get the move on you.
Oh, for heaven's sake, relax, Jones. Think what they'll say at a yard. 2 ghosts in one day.
Oh, no, that's true. That's very true. Who's that? Why did he shut the door? Hey! Hey!
Jones! Jones!
It isn't locked.
Fillmore! Fillmore!
Inspector?
Yes! Sorry, lad. What's your report?
The back door's bolted on the inside. And anyway, there's no way out through the garden.
And?
Well, I've been through the whole house, sir. Cupboards, loft, everything. He's not here. He's not nowhere.
Ha! You knew, didn't you? You knew this was going to happen.
Sorry?
I wasn't talking to you. Mr. Holmes, you knew.
Did I?
You know, I've been thinking.
Indeed?
Yes. She did actually achieve what she wanted, didn't she? The story did get into the papers.
Eventually, yes, it did.
Then why didn't she carry on? More baffling crimes? More publicity for the mysterious ghost?
Well, she said it herself. It was all going wrong. The business with the maid unnerved her. And I suspect that second-hand fame wasn't quite as satisfying as she'd hoped it would be.
Yes, it sounds reasonable. Lucky for you, wasn't it?
What was?
That the news got out. If it hadn't, Fillmore would never have known what she was up to.
Quite true.
Is that what you were hoping for when you gave the papers the story?
Mind reading again?
Oh, not a bit of it. Simple deduction. There were too many details. If someone else had talked to the reporters, they would only have known the broad outlines, but the papers had the lot. Who else could have given it to them?
Faultless logic. Bravo.
Thank you.
Actually, I just wanted to find out if there'd been any unreported cases. The rest was, well, as you say, lucky.
What will happen to her, do you suppose?
Well, first offence, genuine repentance, no real harm done. Well, I believe she'll be treated lightly.
Oh, good, good.
Publicity won't hurt her career. Her legitimate career, I mean.
Excellent. Was Jones right?
About what?
Did you know that Fillmore would disappear?
Well, it was his speciality, if you recall.
And, do you know how he did it?
I know this. No one will ever find him.
So you don't know?
He's changed his name at least once. He'll undoubtedly do it again. Perhaps his appearance, too, this time.
Or you do know, and you're not going to tell me?
I think we can rest assured that Mr. James Fillmore will never again be seen in this world. What were you saying?
Doesn't matter.
In The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine, and Dr. John Watson by Andrew Sachs. Gloria Wilson was played by Toya Wilcox, James Fillmore by Roy Hudd, Inspector Athelney Jones by Sean Probert, and the Ringmaster by Sean Baker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Singular Inheritance of Miss Gloria Wilson was written by Bert Cools from a reference in the short story The Problem of Thor Bridge, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The director was Patrick Rayner.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your arm. What?
I thought you said you could keep up.
You're doing this deliberately, aren't you?
Am I?
It's some sort of test. I take it I failed.
Never mind, I'll still marry you, probably.
What's that supposed to mean?
Cyril, really?
It's not something to joke about.
What's brought this on?
I don't want to leave you alone.
Well, this is a change of tune. What happened to it's only 7 months, it's only Coventry? When I get back, they're going to double my salary. Have I convinced you that money doesn't matter at last?
Money does matter. I want you to swear you'll be faithful.
What?
I think you heard me.
Cyril Morton, this is not the Dark Ages.
I mean it. If I thought you'd been looking at another man, I'd...
What? What would you do?
The Solitary Cyclist by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Dennis Quilly as Bob Carruthers and Susanna Harker as Violet Smith. The Solitary Cyclist.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of such sad news, Miss Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Carruthers. But the truth is, my mother and I have had no word from my Uncle Ralph in over 20 years. None of our letters have been answered. I really can't feel his death as a personal loss.
Well, that's good. I'd hate to think we'd caused you any grief.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Woodley. Gentlemen, you've obviously been to a great deal of trouble to find me. Would you please explain what all this is about?
Certainly, Miss Smith, of course. Mr. Woodley and I have lived for some years in Johannesburg. We knew your uncle well. He was a friend of ours.
A very good friend.
It's pleasing to know that he wasn't without friends.
We were with him when he died. And it was his last wish that we should find his relations back here in England and see that they were in no want.
He remembered us in his will?
Not exactly.
Not exactly? What do you mean, sir?
I'm sorry to say that your uncle died in poverty.
I don't think the old boy even made a will, did he, Bob?
I don't believe so, no.
Then I don't understand.
It's simple. He was poor, but we are rich. Extremely rich. So he left you to us to look after, so to speak.
Mr. Woodley, neither I nor my mother are in need of charity.
Oh, Miss Smith, your uncle was entirely frank with us about your present circumstances.
Indeed.
And I hope that what I'm going to suggest will be acceptable to you.
And what are you going to suggest, Mr. Carruthers?
I'm a widower, Miss Smith, with a 10-year-old daughter, and I own a fine property in Farnham on the borders of Surrey.
Mr. Carruthers?
No, a job. He's offering you a job.
That's good, Catherine. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very good.
Was that better, Miss Smith?
Very much better.
Is it good enough to play to Papa?
Oh, I think so.
Good. I like it here.
What, in England? Do you? Better than Africa?
Africa's horrid. People die there.
Oh, Catherine.
Is your mother dead too?
No, she's not. She lives in London. That's why I go there each weekend, to see her.
And your father?
No, Catherine, he is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. He died when I was about your age. A long time ago.
What was he like?
He was rather like your father. He was tall and handsome and kind. He taught me the piano. Sometimes, as a special treat, I used to play for him when he sang.
My papa can sing.
I didn't know that. He had a favourite song. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes, please.
I haven't played it for a long time.
time.
Yes. Now, come along. You play your piece again, or your father will think I'm not doing my job.
All right.
Catherine?
Miss Smith.
What is it?
I'm so pleased you've come to live here.
Home, home, sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. There's no place like
But that was splendid.
Only your contribution. Mine was a trifle rusty, I'm afraid.
You're not doing yourself justice, Mr. Carruthers. You have a lovely voice. Oh. It's easy to see where Catherine gets her musical talent.
Thank you, Miss Smith.
It's no more than the truth.
The change in Catherine these last weeks has been remarkable. I can't thank you enough for accepting this position.
She's very talented.
Talent is useless without a teacher sensitive and caring enough to develop it properly.
Thank you, sir. Shall we try another?
I should enjoy that. You don't regret coming here, I hope?
Why, no, certainly not. Surely I hadn't given the impression...
No, of course not. Forgive me. I just wanted to be sure that you're happy here.
Please don't be concerned, Mr. Carruthers. I'm very happy.
Have a safe journey. My regards to your mother.
Thank you, sir.
How far is it to the station, Papa?
About 6 miles, my dear.
If I had a bicycle, I could keep Miss Smith company.
When you're older, I've told you.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Catherine, but I love the solitude. The country lanes are so quiet, I enjoy the chance to think.
What do you think about...
Catherine...
Oh, all sorts of things. Now I must go or I'll miss my train.
Oh, Miss Smith.
Yes, sir?
I wish I could have given you more warning, but I'm afraid I only found out myself this morning.
Mr. Carruthers?
It is only for a week. When you get back here on Monday, we shall have a guest.
This is first-class brandy.
Well, when Mr. Carruthers returns, you can tell him so. I'm sure he'll only be a few moments.
He always did have a taste for the best things in life. Fancy running off to see to business when he's got you sitting in here.
Mr. Woodley, please.
He's old, that's his trouble.
That's no way to talk about your host,
no
sir.
No blood in his veins, not like me. Or you, eh?
Mr. Woodley.
Oh, come on. You don't need to pretend with me.
I have absolutely no idea what you mean.
I've seen the way you've been looking at me.
This is absurd.
That's a very pretty neck. So smooth. I can give you diamonds. Diamonds like you've never dreamed of.
Keep away from me, sir.
And dresses, too. The best that money can buy.
Let go of me!
Not till you say yes.
What?
I'm asking you to marry me.
You're mad! Let go!
Woodley, stop it! Stop it! Do you hear me?
Shut up, old man!
Mr. Carruthers!
I'm quite all right, thank you, Miss Smith.
Your face is bleeding.
Please, don't concern yourself. Woodley, get out of my house and don't come back. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, perfectly clear. Goodbye, Miss Smith. And think about what I said. I don't take no for an answer.
Lady, once there lived a maiden, pure and bright, and like thee fair. But he wooed and wooed and won her, filled her gentle heart with care.
Ah, Miss Smith, good morning. Did you have a pleasant trip down?
No, Mr. Carruthers, I did not.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. I'm a little angry, that's all.
Angry? Has something happened? Something unpleasant? If that man Woodley has been...
No, but this has nothing to do with Mr. Woodley. I haven't seen the least sign of him for weeks, thank goodness.
Then what's upset you?
I'm not upset. I'm angry. Someone has been following me.
Following you?
A man on a bicycle, along the road past Charlington Hall.
Do you know this man?
No, I don't recognise him at all. He's quite old, I think, all hunched up, and he has a full black beard. Do you know anyone like that?
No, I don't.
He doesn't approach me or call out or anything. He just follows me. He's been doing it for 3 weeks now, every weekend.
Oh, why haven't you mentioned this before? That's a very lonely stretch of road.
I don't think I'm in any danger.
I'm not at all sure you're correct.
It's just... it's a violation of my privacy. What right is he?
I'm very pleased you told me. I shall do something about it.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Carruthers. But I'm perfectly capable of doing something about it myself.
My dear Miss Smith, I'm extremely busy at present.
Mr. Holmes, I am in need of your help.
I'm engaged on a case of the utmost importance. It requires my undivided attention.
All I ask is that you hear my story and give your advice.
No, I'm sorry, but it's quite important.
15 minutes of your time. 10.
Go to a local police station.
And talk to some unimaginative village constable who wouldn't know something bizarre if it bit him in the leg.
I'm truly sorry, Watson.
Please try to understand, Miss Smith. Mr. Holmes is working on a very abstruse and complicated problem. Any distraction could be damaging.
Dr. Watson, doesn't Mr. Holmes know that stepping back temporarily from a problem often enables one to see it with new clarity?
Yes, I'm sorry, but...
A most interesting theory.
I'm glad you think so.
And not one in which I have a great deal of faith.
Even a small amount of faith can sometimes work miracles, so we're told.
Miss Smith, if you've come to me for miracles...
Mr. Holmes, I have come to you for advice, and no more.
And also no less, it seems. Oh, very well. Give me the facts.
Thank you, sir. Well...
Well, at least it can't be your health. So ardent a bicyclist must be full of energy.
How in the world did you... Ah, you can tell from my shoes.
Oh. Quite right, Miss Smith. The roughening at the side of the sole.
Where the pedals rub. Yes, I bicycle a good deal.
Your hand, please.
Mr. Holmes?
It is my business. Yes, I thought for a moment that your profession was typewriting, but of course, no, it's obviously music. These spatulate finger ends are common to both.
Indeed.
Yes, there's a spirituality about the face which the typewriter does not generate. Ah, yes, Watson, this lady is a musician.
Yes, Mr. Holmes, I teach music.
Yes, in the country, from your complexion.
Near Farnham.
Yeah? Oh, the Surrey border. That's a beautiful neighbourhood.
And full of the most interesting associations. It was near there that we arrested Archie Stamford, the forger. You remember, Watson?
Yes, I do.
So... Miss Violet Smith, what exactly has happened to you near Farnham on the borders of Surrey?
Then he heeded not her weeping, nor cared he her life to save. Soon she perished, now she's sleeping in the cold and silent grave.
This morning, as I cycled to Farnham Station, he was there again. So I laid a trap for him.
Good for you.
The road is mostly straight, but there's one sharp bend. I pedalled round it very fast, then stopped. I expected him to shoot past me before he realised that I was waiting for him.
And you'd have had your first close view of his face.
Exactly.
But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. He never appeared.
He guessed your plan. He was waiting on his side of the bend.
That's exactly what I thought. So I went back and looked. I could see a mile of road, but he wasn't on it. He disappeared into thin air.
How long did you wait before looking?
Not more than a minute.
Could he have gone down a side road?
There aren't any.
A footpath?
No, Mr. Holmes. One side of the road is open heath, and the other is the hedge surrounding Charlington Hall. There was nowhere he could have gone.
Describe this hedge.
Well, it's very old and dense. A yew hedge, I think.
Yew. Where is the entrance to the hall grounds?
It's in that road, but a long way further back. He certainly didn't have time to reach it.
Well. Did your employer take any action, as he promised?
He ordered a horse and trap and a groom to drive me.
But this morning you bicycled again.
For some reason the trap wasn't delivered. It's not coming till next week.
Now, apart from this unwanted attention and the incident with Mr. Woodley, has anything else happened to disturb your life in Farnham?
Oh, no, Mr. Holmes. It's been quite idyllic.
Ah, well, I'm delighted to hear it. What is the household?
Just one other. Mrs. Dixon, the housekeeper.
Where is your fiancé?
In Coventry, until the autumn.
Have you told him of this newfound happiness?
I've informed him of my new position, yes, of course.
He wouldn't pay you a surprise visit.
Mr. Holmes, as if I shouldn't know him.
A full black beard can conceal a good deal. Have you had any other admirers?
Several, before I knew Cyril.
Since?
Well, there was this dreadful man Woodley, if you can call him an admirer.
No one else?
Well,
Who is he?
Well, my employer, Mr. Carruthers, he takes a good deal of interest in me.
Ah.
We are rather thrown together.
Yes, of course. I must ask if this, interest is reciprocated.
Mr. Holmes, I'm engaged to be married.
Oh, quite so, but this Mr. Carruthers is both attentive and considerate, and your life in his household has been idyllic.
Sir, my feelings towards Mr. Carruthers are not those of a woman to a prospective husband. I hope that is clear.
Abundantly. Thank you.
Miss Smith, you told us that you live with your mother.
That's correct.
Your father is dead?
When I was 9 years old.
Ah.
He was James Smith. He conducted the orchestra at the old Imperial Theatre.
Hence, of course, the great love for music. Now, as I said, Miss Smith, I am very busy just now.
I see.
But I will find time to make some inquiries into the case. You will let me know of any fresh developments.
Oh, certainly. Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Take no step without letting me know. Goodbye.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
I'm sure that all will be well.
Thank you, Doctor. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It is part of the settled order of nature that such a girl should have followers. Preferably not on bicycles in lonely country roads.
You think this is a serious matter?
Well, don't you?
Well, it's not exactly unheard of for a man to follow a handsome woman. And if he's too scared even to get close, the whole thing seems more grotesque than dangerous.
Yeah, there are curious details. Why does he only appear at that one point on the road? What's the connection between Carruthers and the odious Woodley? And you recall the salary Carruthers pays Miss Smith.
Yes, $100 a year.
Yeah, it's double the market price.
As she said, a rich man. But with no carriages or horses. Even though he's 6 miles from the station, that's a bit odd.
The whole thing is odd, very odd.
How did this bearded man disappear into thin air?
It didn't.
But Miss Smith's description...
If he didn't stay on the road and he didn't go out onto the open heath, what remains?
The grounds of, what was it, Charlington Hall? But the hedge?
Evidently not as unbroken as our client imagines. Well, we shall find out on Monday morning.
You're going down there?
No, you are.
Soon she perished, now she's sleeping in the cold and silent grave.
You really have done remarkably badly.
Badly? I thought it was a splendid day's work.
What have we gained?
I saw the man follow Miss Smith.
So we know that her story's true. I never doubted it.
I saw him flee when she challenged him directly.
She's a highly spirited girl, and he always keeps his distance. Hardly new information.
I watched him return and go into the grounds of Charlington Hall, straight up the main drive.
We already knew there was a connection.
And I have the name of the man who's renting the hall for the summer.
Williamson.
An elderly, respectable gentleman.
And that's all you managed to find out about him? Who's the better for that? I send you for information, and you go to a house agents. Oh, you couldn't have come up against a more effective wall of professional silence if you'd gone to a lawyer or a doctor.
This is ridiculous. What should I have done, for God's sake?
Hidden in the hedge, not on the heath. Oh. You'd have been close enough to see his face and then visited the nearest public house. That's the centre of country gossip. Oh, they would have given you the name of everyone at the hall, from the master to the scullery maid. Oh, remarkably badly.
First that from the soul doth rise, doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sup, I would not change for thine.
Thank you, Miss Smith. That was beautifully played.
I love accompanying songs. Two separate elements that make a greater whole.
You're very perceptive. Miss Smith.
Yes, Mr. Carruthers?
I have something... Miss Smith, would you do me the great honour of becoming my wife?
Mr. Carruthers...
I believe you know how I feel towards you.
Yes, I do.
Dare I hope that you return those feelings?
Sir, my promise is already given. You know that.
Engagements can be broken. Affections can change. Miss Smith, Violet, promise me at least that you'll consider my proposal.
It would be wrong of me to give you that promise. I'm so sorry. I must say no.
Ah, look at this. From Miss Smith.
He's appeared again. I've already told you that. I was watching, you may remember. Even if it was from the wrong place.
Look at the postscript.
I see what you mean. You can understand that
the situation is a little strained.
Yeah, I say that's probably something of an understatement.
She certainly seems to be getting into deep waters.
This is nothing to do with the case, though, surely?
No. I shall be back this evening.
Where are you going?
I feel like a quiet, peaceful day in the country.
All right, that's it. I've had enough of you, Woodley.
Mr. Woodley, to the likes of you.
I think not. No gentleman strikes with the back of his hand.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes. Perfectly, thank you, landlord.
Would you like me to call a constable?
Thank you. I believe I can cope by myself.
Who are you? You didn't know I was back there, did you? I heard you. What do you mean, asking all these bloody questions?
No gentleman uses such language in a respectable house. If your hearing's that good, you'll have heard that you're not welcome here.
I'll show you who's not welcome.
You see, Woodley, you're nothing but a ruffian.
You cocksure bastard! No!
A gentleman learns his lessons.
Stand still and take it like a bloody man!
I've told you once about the language.
I'll rip you apart with my bare hands, you...
A gentleman uses his fist.
Barney, fetch the cart.
Let's get rid of this mess.
Oh, sorry. Keep still.